2. Origin of Harvard University. Han Mei-mei is still asking John questions about Harvard University. John, I remember you said that initially Harvard University was called New College or something.
Yes, it was first named New College, or the College at Newtown.
But I heard that its original name is Cambridge College.
Oh, maybe it is because the town where the college located was named Cambridge.
When did it get the name Harvard University?
There are two stages. First, the college was renamed Harvard College in 1639. During the following nearly 140 years, it existed as a college. Then, in 1780, in the new Massachusetts Constitution, Harvard was first officially referred to as a university.
I think I can guess why it was upgraded from a college to a university. Its scale became larger and larger.
You bet. Still, it did not reach the standard of being a university. We know that a university usually has several or many colleges or schools. In 1780, however, Harvard University had only one college, namely Harvard College.
Then why could it be upgraded to the university status?
Maybe Massachusetts legislator made such an exception with the hope to spur on Harvard. Can you guess why it was renamed Harvard?
Let me think. Is it because someone called Harvard made contributions to the college?
Wow, you're smart.
I know that many U.S. universities are private ones, and they are founded on the basis of donations by some successful people.
And Harvard was no exception. It was renamed in honor of John Harvard, who was the first benefactor of Harvard College.
Oh, John Harvard. He got the same first name as you.
Well, it's my honor. John is a very common name, but Harvard is a rare family name. Not only on the entire American continent, but also in Britain. Few people have the family name Harvard.
That makes Harvard University more special.
Or rather, it's unique.
How great on earth was John Harvard's contribution to the college?
Upon his death in 1638, he left his entire library and half of his estate, about £779, to the new institution.
That could be a large fortune at that time.
Yeah, the market value of his half estate is $3,500,000 in 2010. In 1630s, it was nearly twice as much as 1 year's financial appropriations. It was this big fortune that assured the continued operation of the college.
Why did he choose to donate almost all of his estate to the college? Didn't he have children or relatives?
I'm not quite sure. I only know that his father and four of his siblings died in a plague, which broke out in 1625, and that he had no kids because he had gotten married less than 1 year before he died.
Sorry to hear that.
Maybe he left the other half of his estate to his other relatives. Besides, he, like many founders of the new college, was an alumnus of Cambridge University. I guess he did want to do something for the new college.
Could be.
Fortunately, the college named after him has now become one of the most outstanding universities in the world. If he knew this, John Harvard would feel greatly honored and proud.
He might not expect that his donation has benefited numerous people. Since you are free this Sunday, why not show me around Harvard University?
Okay, it's a deal.
Thank you. See you the day after tomorrow.